Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers, sisters, listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh. And welcome to the program, Mafatih al-Hayat, Keys of Life. Previously, we were speaking about marriage. And marriage is obviously one of the most important keys of life, if not the most important keys of life. That when people get married, they're not just satisfying themselves in terms of physical satisfaction and mental satisfaction. Rather, they are building society. They are building generations to come. We are the products of our grandparents and grandparents. We are their products. And the people that will come in 100 years, 1,000 years, they'll be the product of us as well. So it's not a matter of just a male and a woman, female getting together and, you know. No, it's actually building societies. It is building generations. So it is quite important that we keep that in mind. And because it's such a sacred relationship, it's a sacred university, it's a sacred society, it's a sacred school, it's a sacred house, call it whatever you want to call it. Islam placed instructions, Islam placed laws, Islam placed restrictions on both males and females in terms of getting married and what they do during getting married, because it is an institution that builds the future. So that's why it is important. And Islam came along and he gave males, as we say, a zawj, the husband has rights over his wife, and a zawja, the wife, has rights over her husband. Now, one of the things that we see, because we want to relate this to our topic, one of the things that we see is that the financial and the economy these days, it seems to deteriorate. It keeps going down. And sometimes the partners, the husband mainly, he feels the pressure of the finances. Having said that, Islam made it the duty of the husband to take care of his wife. And the husband, under no circumstances, has the right to be oppressive to his wife and take her rights and to put her under a lot of restrictions in terms of financial needs. A woman, obviously, she needs to, you know, have things and buy things and take care of herself, and she has special requirements that we males don't have. I don't need to buy clothes every, I don't know, 2 days, 3-4 days or a month or so. A woman might, I don't know. So I need to take that into consideration. I can't say, well, I bought you this last week or last month. Why do you want to buy more? Males and females are different. So we need to keep these things in consideration, that Allah says in the Quran that when you deal with your children, when you deal with your wives, when you deal with your parents, everyone has rights and you need to maintain these rights. So when it comes to the wife, Allah says, even if you give them qintar, if you give them a mountain, a ton of gold, a ton of money, you have no right to take it back from her. That's hers. So leave it. So you can see that in terms of finances, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it the duty of the male to go out of his way to sustain and maintain his wife. Because if he does, then the wife herself would go outside and try to seek this financial support elsewhere. And sometimes, God forbid, it happens in a haram way. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Omoli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فلان دماغ و ثواب داره فلان روزون
است. One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is
on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرونت رخکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. Among the things, so from the beginning, Allah says, Rahmah, Mawadda wa Rahmah, mercy and compassion. Second, tranquility, that were marriages. And in between, there has to be ma'ruf from both sides, you know, rights from both sides. And at the end, God forbid, if it comes to divorce, which is the most hated permissible act in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an act that will shake the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on the hadith, if it comes to that, to the divorce. Also, we've been given instruction of how to do it the proper, right way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, if you want to divorce them, which is a verse which is explained in chapter Al-Baqarah in verse 236, He says, if you want to leave them, you have to make sure you leave them in peace. You separate in peace. You give them their due right. You give them their mahr. You give them whatever they require. And you end the relationship in peace. And then again in verse 241, He says that even if you divorce them, there's a period of time, there's a 3 months period of time where you have to be very nice, you have to be very kind to her, and she has to be the same. Hopefully, maybe things will work out later on and you fix. So Allah says, حَقٌ عَلَى الْمُتَّقِينَ. So it is a wajib that the mu'min has to be nice to his wife, even during divorce. And some of the interpreters of the Quran, it says حَقٌ al-muttaqin, indicates that even during this period, which is she has to give her not only her mahr, but also he gives her a gift on top of that. So the Islamic way, when it comes to ending a relationship, also has to end with all rights maintained. We sit down and we kind of clear the air. We leave at peace. No need to leave a fight. Because the way I've seen relationships end these days, they end up with his family, her family having a war at each other and cursing each other. And this, and your son done this, and your daughter done this. And none of this is required. None of this is required. Islamically, we have to talk to each other and keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala between us. See, He's the judge at the end of the day. If I oppress her, she oppressed me, Allah will deal with us on day of judgment. Right now, we don't need all this fight and all this nonsense. I give her rights, whatever her rights is due, whatever I've taken from her, gives back to her, whatever she's taken back from me, gets back to me. We clear the books, we do the accounting, and each one goes his way, and life moves on. And especially if we have children, if marriages, because most marriages have children, it becomes even much messier than any other, you know, just divorce if people don't have children. Which means that we need to really take the divorce case quite seriously. If it needs to happen, by all means, but at least we need to leave in good terms, because it's not like we're going to leave our children and throw them in the streets. They're still going to be attached to their mothers and their fathers. So the relationship might end technically speaking, but they will be connected as long as there's children existing on this earth. So that needs to be taken into consideration. So always, in every matter that happens in a relationship, Islam has to be present. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.